HIP members can choose to use either a basic plan or the so-called Plus plan, which includes dental and vision insurance in exchange for a monthly contribution amount tied to a person's income. If the person fails to pay into their health savings account, they're knocked down to the basic plan, which provides fewer services and requires co-payments. A study of HIP's Year One found about two-thirds of HIP users used the Plus plan, says Indiana Medicaid Director Joe Mosier.
Even in the lowest income group, those between 0 and 50% of the federal poverty level, 60% of them were making their contributions to be in HIP Plus, which demonstrates, we think, that these contributions are affordable.
That's a win for the Pence administration, which received criticism for making even its poorest residents help pay for their health care. But Indiana originally estimated approximately 560,000 Hoosiers would be eligible, and so far HIP has enrolled 60% of that number. The so-called second wave of enrollees, who may have been harder to reach in the first place because of mental illness or lack of English-speaking skills, could potentially have more difficulty navigating the system and paying monthly contributions. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.